Cool FM, that is Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. You're listening to Pete Snodden in the morning. Hopefully you're well. 21 to 10, Paulo's here.
Good morning.
Let's bring on our special guest today, Sam Smith. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on the show. We greatly appreciate it. You have had the most amazing year. You must be pinching yourself.
Every day, man. Things are really crazy. It's great, though. I'm loving life.
I have to say, I loved your live performance with Mary J. Blige. That must have been superb.
Yeah, it's so surreal. Like, even now, just having a relationship with her is very odd, but it's good.
How are these sort of relationships, as you talk of, coming about?
For me, it's just quite organic. You know, I try not to force anything, and it's all just natural. I met Mary J. Blige through Disclosure. Then she, without telling me, she jumped on Stay With Me, and then I heard about it, and it excited me so much. And then we did a video together for it, and then I've now started writing for her new album.
Now, with regards to all these A-list celebrities that you're now coming across and working with and all of that, do you get starstruck by it?
For me, the ultimate was Stevie Wonder and Beyonce. And now that I've met them, I'm actually getting better. I'm not fainting anymore. I'm joking. I'm joking.
You're very much at the forefront of what's going on in America right now, and they are absolutely loving you over there, which is incredible to think that 9 months ago, probably a lot of people over there had never heard of you.
Yeah, it being in America at the moment is really surreal for me. It's a country that I've only started going there for the first time a year ago. Being over there is really odd. Things are going insanely well.
And you don't like flying. So how do you overcome that?
I hate flying so bad. It's quite funny. I was having a conversation the other day with Samuel Jackson about this at the GQ Awards.
Hold on a second here. I'm just having a conversation with Samuel L. Jackson.
No, but it was quite funny because I was talking to him about how I was scared of planes, forgetting that he was in the film Snakes on a Plane. And they literally terrify me. So I look for any, I don't know, something to make me fall asleep would be great. I try and drink a bit of alcohol, a bit of gin. I just try and sleep, basically.
First class, however, must make it just
it's
a
not first
bit
class yet.
Oh,
it's
no?
Not yet. I'm in business.
Oh, right, okay. Give it another year. You'll be right up there. You'll be in the cockpit before you know it.
Well, that's what I want. I'm hopefully one day I get to fly in a private jet so I can sit with the pilot and he can make me feel at ease.
Right, now, obviously, a lot of, you know, if you listen to the lyrics of your songs, right, you speak about your life.
Yes.
And about experiences that you've had. So do you find yourself walking around by day waiting for the next big thing to happen so you can write a song about it?
No, I don't. I kind of let things fall into my lap. I don't know, it's the whole it's quite funny, like when I was writing this record I was given a year. It's almost like I felt a lot of pressure because you got signed and there feels like there's a lot of pressure to make a record, but every time I tried to write a song, every time I forced myself to write a song, the song was awful, and it was only the stuff that happened naturally that actually that made the cut and kind of meant something to me. So I've written like 3 songs since the record's been out, and one of them is, you know, I feel like is really strong and is a possible album title and stuff like that. So I feel like I've got a bit of direction at the moment.
We have used the hashtag this morning, Cool Sam Smith. We've got some people listening to the show right now who want some answers. So what have we got, Paolo?
I love this one from Gemma. Can you do a Northern Irish accent?
Hey, Gemma. No, I'm awful at accents. I'm so sorry. I'm not even going to try. I'll embarrass myself.
Connor Patton says, when will you be coming to Belfast?
I think I'm coming soon. I hope I'm coming soon. I went to Belfast when I was 15 for the first time and I love it.
And Nicole says, what's your favourite song from your album?
My favourite song is my new single, I'm Not The Only One, at the moment, because I got kind of sick of singing and Stay With Me, so it's just nice to sing something else.
So what's the story behind this song?
This song is the only song on the record where I put myself in someone else's shoes. There's a couple I know, a married couple, who aren't having the best time, and I kind of put myself in the female's shoes to sing about about the guy.
Gotcha. All right, let's get it on. This is Sam Smith. It's a new single, mate. You're an absolute gent. You've got your feet in the ground, well and truly, and we wish you all the success in the future.
Thank you so much. Speak
Sam
soon.
Sam Smith, thanks, man.
Bye.
I'm Not The Only One. New single, Cool FM.